So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Morning, everybody. It is Dan. It is whatever day it is, the end of the month of February 28th. It's always a weird day. Just always a weird day because it's like Thursday today, but it's the end of the month. So then I think it's Friday because tomorrow's the first. I know it doesn't make sense, but it makes sense in my mind. And I get very confused. I keep thinking today's a Friday because it's the end of the month, which is exactly what happened last month as well. But there you go. So happy February the 28th, everybody. So in this podcast, we're going to talk to you about content. We spoke a lot in the last couple of podcasts about properties. But in this one, I want to talk to you about content, about marketing your business. And so let's just explain something very quickly. There's a reason why you want to have a business and have property as well, okay? The reason why you want both and the reason why all successful property investors have two, you know, they have two things going on. They've got a property and they've got business. Is that if something bad happens in the property, 10 tenants move out, 10 boilers all explode, and you can't rent stuff out, whatever, you've always got income from your business just to cover those costs. And also, if your business hits a patch, you've got money coming in from your property that can usually cover that as well. So you've got this bit of leeway where sometimes you might be robbing Peter to pay Paul, and then you move it back, right, just to get you through certain cash flow problems. So that's why you want to have a property portfolio and a business. But on your business, you need to be really pushing out a lot of content. Now, here's the reason why you need to be pushing out a lot of content. Nobody's watching. Nobody's listening. Nobody's looking. Nobody's thinking about you. Nobody cares, right? Just think that that's standard. I see so many people going, oh, well, I don't like the way I sound and I don't like the way I look and I'm not confident on camera. And it's like, no, I get all that, but honestly, no one's watching. Don't worry about it. I could say cockwomble, right? And a few people that are listening, you know, like most people, they download the stuff. Like, do we even get 3 minutes into a podcast? We see all the podcast downloads coming in. Like, I don't know how much, because the stats don't tell us how much of a podcast people listen to. I do know some people listen to, download everything, listen to it all the way through. And I'm probably going to get lots of people commenting back saying, you just said cockwomble on a podcast. Anyway, so, but generally, no one's listening. Like, it's weird. So it's almost like create lots and lots of videos, but I guarantee you no one's watching them. Like, we've got 640 videos on my YouTube channel. I guarantee not a single person has watched every single video I've ever done. They might watch two or three videos just to get an idea about who you are, and then they might come and sign up for as a coaching client or as a content client or whatever that happens to be. But no one sit watching, making notes. Oh, well, he said that word twice, or he's used that quote twice, or he's used that concept again. Like, I remember Gary Vee, and Gary Vee says, there's a reason why I have to say the stuff again and again and again. First of all, I believe it's true. What do you want me to change what I think is true just so I've got a different type of content? So that's number one. And then number two is that no one's listening anyway. So he has to keep repeating himself and he has to keep saying the same thing. And some of my stuff sounds like I'm repeating myself. Excuse me. Because I can't change the stuff that's happened to me. I can't come up with new stories that haven't happened or new jokes. I probably should come up with some new jokes. But generally, no one's listening. No one's keeping a record of, well, he used that image 42 days ago. And I don't think you should be using it again. I'm going to write that man a letter. Like, it's bollocks. No one cares about that stuff. Literally, nobody cares. The only person who cares is you. It's like with your logo. You know what I feel about logos. Complete and utter waste of time. Well, it's the wrong shade of blue. No one gives a shit. Nobody cares. No one cares about your logo. You care about your logo. I gather that. There is one person, and that's it, and your mum. And your mum cares about your logo and probably your dad, but he's like, no one cares about your logo, son. Like, nobody cares, right? What people care about is, can this person, can this business, can this service or product help me with this particular problem? I'm hungry. Can Greg's feed me? I need content. Can Dan create content on a regular basis and schedule it out? Yes, is the answer. I need to lose weight. Will Weight Watchers help me lose weight? Well, it will, but you then put it back on and then you end up going to Weight Watchers for 20 years and you keep losing the same 10 pounds. So, like, no one cares about what... I don't even know what the Weight Watchers logo looks like. Is it, like, words with a ball? I just don't even know. I just don't know. Like, no one cares. literally nobody cares about this stuff. No one cares about what you're saying. As long as you're not upsetting people, you're not being racist, you're not being sexist, you're not being telling inappropriate jokes. Like, people think, oh, well, I do knitting. There is a podcast about knitting. Oh, but I do knitting. Who's going to listen to me about knitting? Loads of people. There's a podcast about it. I was, do you know, Wayne's World, by the way, was first filmed in, released in 1992. So 1992, that's what, 18, is that 28 years old, 26 years old, is that right? In 2000, 27 years old. My goodness, 27 years old. But back in those days, we used to have cable TV, didn't they? And the whole premise of the film is completely outdated now because we're trying to get off cable, whatever that is, onto, like, primetime TV. Now, if they had their own internet channel, right, Wayne's World would never need to go onto Prime TV because they'd be making so much money from their TV show on YouTube plus merchandise and all the rest of it. Right, but we have to put out so much content. We put out a podcast every day, and it's definitely made an impact. But for the amount of content that we're putting out, it's not made as big as an impact as it should have done. That's because this, you know, you're competing against Netflix, the Xbox. I've been playing Titanfall the last couple of days. You're competing against the NBA app. I've been watching a couple of the NBA basketball games. You're competing on going to the beach with the dog. You're competing against sleeping in. You're competing against taking the dog for a walk. You're competing against, let's play squash. Like, you, these are who you're competing against. So, like, people just ain't listening to you because they're so busy doing whatever it is. They're so focused on doing whatever it is that they want to do. They haven't got time to worry about your logo. And they've not got time to worry about, well, I used that image 26 days ago. No one cares. Like, literally, it's a good old rant. But if you can just understand this, like, you'll be like, oh, fuck it. I'll just put loads of content out. Let's just do that. Let's put loads and loads of content out. Yeah, brilliant. Well, what if I get a word wrong? No one cares. Cockwomble. Like, no one cares. Right? I must try not to make this a regular thing because obviously people do listen. And so your content still has to be good. You can't put crap out all the time, right? But if you have a podcast show and it's not particularly great, nobody cares. We all have off days. We all fall off the bike, trip up running, trip up walking. My little four-year-old walked into the door because she wasn't looking. She's fine, but she's, she's like, I know she's four, but like, we all make mistakes, what I'm saying. So don't worry about the fact that, I'm not sure. I need my hair cut. I need to shave my hair again. And I'm still coming out and doing podcasts live on Facebook. Nobody cares. Yeah, but I know when I lose some weight, when I lose some weight, I'm going to do podcasts when I lose some weight. Nobody cares about your weight. They care about, can you solve my problem? Unless you're selling a weight loss solution and you're overweight, then that's probably going to have an issue, right? Unless you're selling a relationship guide and you've just become recently single because you're playing the field, like, it's incongruent, okay? So that's not going to work. But it just doesn't matter. You've just got to get out there. You've got to create as much content as possible. Create the images, create the videos, create the text, create the copy. Just put as much stuff out there because you've got to get above the noise that is not just social media, but the noise that is Netflix and taking the dog for a walk on the beach and all that other stuff, playing squash and going for a run and watching the basketball. You've got to create so much content to get yourself above the noise so that people grow an affinity with you. And once people start to grow an affinity with you and start to like you and start to know you and start to trust you, then we're moving closer towards, you know, if you imagine a pyramid at the top, the bit on the top is where people are going to spend money with you. You've got all these people at the bottom and your job is to move them up the pyramid, right? And the more podcasts that you do, the more images that you do, the more videos that you do, the more you're going to move these people up at the top, the more you try and crack a joke, funny or not, by the way, as long as it's not really bad or offensive, then you're going to move people up and people grow an affinity with you and people start to like your quirkiness, right? Like, people like my quirkiness, for crying out loud. Who would have thought people like that? Do you know what I mean? Oh my gosh, that sounds like a tale of woe, doesn't it? So look, no one cares about what you're putting out, but you've got to start putting a lot of stuff out. And the more stuff that you put out, the better you're going to get at it. So crack on, put a lot of content out. If you want help doing it, then come speak to us. We'll do it on your behalf. We can't do the live stuff like this, but we can do all sorts of other videos and so on, get your messaging out there. Other than that, have a wicked end of February. Let's celebrate February the 28th, and we'll speak to you in the morning. My name's Dan Latto. Have a great day, guys. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.